People are people, so why should it be that you and I should get along so awfully? So we're different colors and we're different creeds, and different people have different needs. It's obvious you hate me, though I've done nothing wrong. I never even met you, so what could I have done? I can't understand what makes a man hate another man. Help me understand. People are people, so why should it be you and I should get along so awfully? Now you're punching and you're kicking and you're shouting at me. I'm relying on your common decency. So far, it hasn't surfaced, but I'm sure it exists. It just takes a while to travel from your head to your fist. I can't understand what makes a man hate another man. Help me understand. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. So welcome to episode 8 of Tonal Recall. Episode 7 was recorded in May of this year. It is now October. So yes, this is very much long overdue. A number of things have happened in between. There's been a lot of transition, but here we are in October with an artist that has a substantial influence on me. And this artist, Depeche Mode, of course, began in the early 80s and continues on to today. In fact, just had the opportunity or privilege as it is to see them this summer at the United Center in Chicago with some friends. Singer from Bang Up State, Derek Celebrezzi, was up from San Antonio for a visit while we worked on some vocals for that recording project. And we had the opportunity to see Depeche Mode. Also got to catch up with my friend, my buddy from high school, Dave Conroy. He was there with his wife, Chris, and caught up with them for a few minutes just before the show. And it was an amazing show. It was a magical show. Interestingly, this particular song wasn't played, and there's some reasoning behind that, which I'll get into here in a bit. But I do expect Depeche Mode to be at least 3, maybe 4, maybe more episodes, just because A, they've just been that much of an influence on me and my writing and my interest in music. And they've been around for, you know, 35 plus years. So there's a number of eras and styles and vibes. Obviously a lot of continuity from album to album, and certainly with a synthopop foundation with David Gahan's singing on top. You can always tell when you're listening to a Depeche Mode song, but there's quite a variety from their first record through the records that they're producing today. And all of them still very influential to me in a variety of different ways. And that being the case, I intend to, again, give them minimally 3, probably more episodes, because there are going to be just that many songs that have made an impact on me. So here we go with some Depeche Mode. People Are People was released in 1984. Now, a year prior, 1983, I was going into my freshman year in high school. This was Pekin Community High School, 61554, there down by the river. Pekin Community High School at the time was split into 2 campuses. Freshmen and sophomores went to West Campus, the older campus, and juniors and seniors went to East Campus. And when I entered into my freshman year, I still had a little boy voice, and I was about 5'8 or 5'9. And all that I can say is that it was pretty evident that high school wasn't really necessary for me, because I was going to be a breakdancer, and that's it. I was going to be a professional breakdancer for the rest of my life. I was obsessed with both rap music, specifically Run DMC and Houdini, and I also would make mixtapes from this late night, like 1 or 2 in the morning, radio show out of St. Louis. Can't remember the name of the radio show, but they played things like Jam On It and Grandmaster Flash and a lot of the early greats from the street hip-hop scene, and I recorded those on my, what we used to call, ghetto blaster, so that I could practice my popping and locking in the basement. And this was legit. Like, that was what all I wanted to do. It's all I wanted to be. It's all I wanted to listen to. And I was pretty much not exposed to much else from that. Now, I did start listening to some records. As I mentioned before, I had a Columbia House, subscription, I guess is what it's called. And I had some albums coming in that were, you know, kind of alternative, definitely not the kind of thing you were listening to specifically on Central Illinois radio. Although some of them obviously came from some of the morning shows for KZ93 at the time, or maybe even Casey Kasem's Countdown on like a Sunday morning, sneaking out of church, the Nazarene Church, to go unlock the our LTD, our Ford LTD, and turn on turn the ignition and listen to Casey Counting Them Down. I'm hearing things like, you know, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Boy George, and just thinking, what is this? Where does this come from? Because, you know, at the time, felt like all we were really exposed to was, you know, John Mellencamp or AC/DC or something of, you know, somewhere in that range. And nothing wrong with either of those, but this was way left field comparatively. And so anyway, I get through my freshman year. By this point, I have at least a scratchy voice, if not my voice lower, and I had grown to about 6 foot tall. And I head into my sophomore year, and I recall being in what was called the leeway, which was this hallway that separated the very old campus, West Campus building, to a newer build. And by newer, I mean probably in the 60s or 70s. And it looked like that, and it felt like that. But the leeway was where you would go in the mornings to congregate before you head to class, and it was how you got from the old building to the new building. And I had a friend from Edison Junior High School that became a better friend in high school, which was Dave Conroy, as mentioned before. And I was, I can't remember all the details, but I just know that we were in the leeway, it was after school, and he introduced me to a couple of people. One in particular was Mark Coates, and he had met Mark in what he remembers to be driver's ed class, because Coates and then Conroy, so they probably sat one in front of the other or right next to each other in driver's ed. And probably at some point in time got talking about music. And so anyway, Dave introduced me to Mark. And I don't exactly know how Mark had a connection to European music. I just know that he did. And he already had his dress was different. It looked more, you know, new wave and synth pop, and maybe slightly punk. And he somehow had was in the know about music that was coming out of the, you know, out of the European area, or alternative, we didn't call it alternative at the time, music that was, you know, from America. And I just remember going to Mark's house, and he would have these posters up of bands that, you know, these guys had big hair, a lot of hairspray, sometimes makeup, often makeup, bright colors, everything from, you know, psychedelic furs to New Order to, of course, they didn't really have big hair, but, you know, Depeche Mode, obviously, you know, The Cure, The Smiths, I mean, on and on. I don't know if these were all posters. I just remember looking through magazines and looking through some of the records that Mark had. And realizing that when you actually go to the Pekin Mall and go to JR Music, that there's an actual section of imports where you can find music that's, you know, actually interesting. And I remember attending looking at through the imports pretty regularly after I, you know, happened on to this group of people. Interestingly, once we connected, I would say from that point in the fall of 1984, pretty much throughout high school, we were all good friends, and I'll talk more about how that developed some over time. A lot of the music I listened to, I would say all of the music I listened to from 1984 until I graduated high school was shared with and influenced by this group of people that I was fortunate enough to run around with in high school. And but Depeche Mode certainly was an eye opener, and I can't exactly remember where I was the first time I heard People Are People. It might have been, at Mark's house. It might have also been at the dance club in Pekin, the terrible dance club that was amazing for about 2 months, and then it went downhill very quickly, called Illusions. They were trying to, I think, be a Pekin's version of Stage 2 in Peoria, and like most of what Pekin does to replicate Peoria, it failed fairly quickly. But for a minute, it was really amazing. I first went to Illusions to breakdance, of course, and, do backspins and windmills. And because, of course, that's what I was going to be professionally, right? But then as time progressed and they played more, interesting music, like some of this Depeche Mode stuff, we would obviously dance to that. So I remember specifically People Are People, although I know for a fact that, obviously this comes from actually their third record as a group. And I'll get into some of the history of Depeche Mode in later episodes, although there's a really great kind of play-by-play on Synth Britannia, which I've mentioned a handful of times on this podcast. It's a documentary that is on YouTube about how the synthesizer kind of took over in England and sort of the evolution from very rudimentary and experimental synthesizer groups through big groups like Paul Newman and, of course, Depeche Mode and New Order and so on. Still recommend that. If you haven't seen that, I still, suggest that you go check that out. But I just want to speak a little bit more about People Are People. Now, some of the research I did on this song, you heard the lyrics as I read them at the top here of this episode. They're not amazing, but I think this song remains amazing in a lot of people's minds, the people who were interested in this, especially in the 80s, because it's similar to, like the acting from the first Star Wars. Some of it was great, like Harrison Ford, and some of it was not great, but it didn't matter because it was Star Wars and it was different and it was amazing. And anybody who went to see that in the theaters would say it was some of the best acting they've ever seen, even though when you look at it now, all these years later, it's not great acting. But these lyrics are pretty pretty simple, and they're not terribly interesting, but the statement's there. People are people, and why is there aggression? Why can't we all just get along? All we are saying is give peace a chance, kind of a thing. And this is Depeche Mode's way of addressing that. And interestingly, I found out that they don't actually play this song live anymore because one of the main writers, Martin Gore, is not a big fan of this song. He basically says that it's too rudimentary. Interesting, because I think a lot of their lyrics are, but he actually prefers songs that have more of a metaphor instead of just being outright like these lyrics are. And in 1990, this is right from Wikipedia, he says this is amongst many of his, or a handful of his regrets. He calls people too nice and too commercial. So they haven't played it live since 1988, subsequently. But no question, this song, for those who were tuned into anything that was different from American radio in the early 80s, actually, I should say mid-80s at this point, People Are People was an anthem. It was it became sort of a flagship for the people who didn't fit the mold of, again, kind of your standard Journey or Foreigner or Def Leppard or AC/DC. And again, this is not me ripping on any of those acts, because all of those acts have also influenced me in some ways, and you can't have been in America in that time and around any radio and not have heard those songs and be able to hum along with them to this very day, if not know the words. But to be sort of set apart from that and to want to almost push against what culture was kind of like telling us, this is the acceptable music, this what's on radio is acceptable, what's, you know, these are the things that are in the top 40, and this is what you should be paying attention to. And then you had these acts like, again, Depeche Mode, Yaz, the Human League, which weren't hitting yet in America, although People Are People was Depeche Mode's first American breakthrough single. So you finally hear a song like that on radio, you finally start seeing that song on the countdown, and it just affirms that you're listening to art, you're listening to good music, and finally the record labels are paying attention and the radio DJs are catching on to there's something else other than just rock and roll. Now, this is how I felt at the time. Note that in 1987, right around when I turned 17, this changes. Actually, I went completely off the other way into guitar rock only because I started playing guitar. And we'll talk about this in future episodes, because most of what happened between, say, 88 and especially the early 90s was all guitar rock, all riff rock, and all of that plays a substantial role in my songwriting to this very day. But for this episode, this is People Are People by Depeche Mode. I'm going to give you more history about Depeche Mode in future episodes, because there will be more songs from Depeche Mode, again, you can guarantee. But for now, especially if you're listening to this on Anchor, enjoy People Are People. If you're not listening to it on Anchor, I would suggest that you listen to it on Anchor. But if you are listening to it on any of the other episode, or I'm sorry, any of the other podcast networks, pop over to your streaming service of choice and pull up People Are People by Depeche Mode and check this out.